Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to Intimate Realness with Mika Ray and Rainier. And I am Mika Ray. Rainier, are you there?
I am here. I am Rainier.
How are you doing this evening?
I am doing well. It's a new year, new stuff. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm very excited too. So you all, you are tuned into blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. And this is our internet radio show that we host every second Monday of the month at 10 p.m. And we love to discuss issues and concerns relating to our LGBT community. This is the place that you could come, get some real talk and discussion about love and relationships with us. And Rainier, I don't know if that's your phone or if that's my phone, but it is sounding a little staticky, and I don't know if that's coming across to the listeners.
I don't know. I'm going to go on hold for a moment and see if I can figure something out. It might be my connection.
Okay. I'll let you do that. So while she's doing that, everyone, so tonight our topic is surrounding relationships and making plans for our relationships and goals, attainable goals for our relationship to remain healthy. And give me 1 second because I want to make sure it's not my line too. So I'm going to do something. 1 moment.
You know, of course, when we have something fantastic to talk about, we want, you know, there wants to be technical difficulties, but we're not having it.
No, we're not going to have it. I'm going to do 1 thing real quick, Rainier. Let me see something.
No problem. And just to let listeners know, if you are online, we are in the chat room. I'm in the chat room. I'm waiting to chat with you this evening. I'm going to put up the link on our Facebook page so you know that the chat room is open.
Okay, 1 moment. Okay, Rainier, so it does sound like it is your line. Do you want to try to hang up and call right back?
Sure. And in the meantime, just tell them what we're talking about, and I'll be back shortly.
Okay, I will. Thank you. Okay, so tonight we're going to definitely focus on goals and making plans for our relationships. I think a lot of the times we do not take the time to actually discuss what we are feeling as far as our relationship and where the relationship is going and how we can make it better, the things that we can do to make it better with each other. And it can be quite an intimidating conversation to have to tell your partner, you know, I'm not happy. I'm not happy with the way you're communicating to me. I'm not happy with the way you make love to me. I'm not happy with the way we are, our budget, what is going on with our budget. So I suggest, and this is something we'll talk about tonight more, having a couple's planning night where you actually sit down and you talk to each other, and it's not intimidating. You just schedule time out just like you would schedule a date night. You schedule time out maybe once a month, once every 2 weeks, and you actually sit down and you talk about what is going on with your relationship and what you could do to make it better for each other. And if you all have anything that you want to say tonight, make sure you press 1. We will bring you on. The chat room is open. Also, we have the Facebook invite. I know a lot of people like to chat in there as well. So we're going to bring Rainier back on, and let's see if her connection is just a little bit better.
Rainier? I hope so, because I don't know what else to do if it's not.
It sounds much better. Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to do that. So I just basically went over some of the things that we're going to talk about on the show. And I do want us to also kind of go a little bit into the article that you wrote. So if you want to kind of introduce that article and we could talk a little bit about it. Also share about your vision board workshop.
Okay. I'll share about the vision board workshop towards the end, but I wrote an article discussing the idea of couples resolutions for the new year. Oftentimes, we get excited about the new year. It's this whole new year, new me thing, and we're plotting out everything, and I want to lose some weight, and I take a class and learn a language, and, you know, all these other things. But we neglect to set resolutions as a couple unit. And sometimes in not doing that, we miss the opportunity to grow the couple. Now, understand that we have a responsibility to work on ourselves. So, yes, me wanting to take a few inches, I'll say inches instead of pounds, few inches off, or wanting to study something new or you know, something to that effect will change the relationship. But what about sitting down and saying, okay, for, you know, once a month, let's make sure we have a date night, or, you know, let's get in course together, or let's get our finances, you know, together. Let's open up a bank account together. So I hesitate a little bit when I use the word resolution, because we know that most of the time we're only resolving to do it for the first few days of New Year. But, you know, there's just some things that come into play. So the article was written for Black Life Coaches, of which I am a contributor, and I was talking about the three questions that every couple should ask in the new year around compromise and you know, where are we going, what are we doing, and things of such. So that was the article, and it's also posted in our group and on the page that we do if you want to go read it. But I just felt that it was very important for couples to look at each other and say, hey, together, let's do A, B, C, and D.
Right. I like that you put in there, what is our culture? And before I read the entire what you actually wrote about it, I do think that once we start dating someone or we get in a relationship, we do develop a culture amongst ourselves. Those are things that we do that only we know about. Mm-hmm. It is our little, there are little habits that we have made and things that we talk about and things that we do. The people who we become is our culture. And sometimes we can get so caught up into who we are as a couple that we forget to grow and we become stagnant, you know, we stay right there in that one place. And, but I do like the fact that you wrote that and you're and it kind of talks about what we said about the change. Sometimes, like, we're changing, we change constantly as we grow, even as a couple. But because we have this culture, we kind of sit there and we kind of stay who we are. We don't necessarily talk about those changes. And the relationship doesn't grow along with us, like, with our individual selves. So I feel like...
You're right. Sorry. You're absolutely correct.
Well, you can go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, no, I was agreeing with you. I was kind of choking at the same time.
I'm sorry.
But I was actually agreeing with you, saying that you are correct.
Yeah, and I think that as we grow as an individual, we have to, that's why it's important to have those times where we can sit down and feel safe and comfortable to talk to each other about what can we do now. I need the relationship to go where I'm going to. If I'm, you know, if I work a little bit more, if I open a new business and, you know, you're just kind of, my partner's just kind of standing in the background, not doing anything, and you expect me to be the same person I was when you first met me, that's not possible. So it's time to grow the relationship and sitting down having those talks you can really help get it there. And if you don't, then you build up resentment and distrust. And that normally leads to the downfall of the relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing about culture as well is, and we saw this in the group when we put up about the show, we had people post some of the challenges that they were having in the relationship and out of the relationship. We develop a culture as a single individual as well.
Okay.
And so what happens is we come into relationships with our experience, our culture, what our rituals are, what our customs are, our gestures, our language. All those things make up a culture. And then we meet someone who has their own culture. And instead of, and I've talked about this before, I believe, instead of us coming together and now saying, okay, here's what I'm bringing to the table. I see what you're bringing to the table. What stays, what we may have to renegotiate, and what's an absolute that I must have, and create our world based on our love language, based on our experience. And these things come into play when we're talking about resolutions. When you come to that table, you're coming to the table to say, these are the things that I would like to see happen with you. Not these are just the things I want to see happen. That's your own list. That's your own individual stuff. But here are the things that I would like to see happen with you. And then the second part of that question is, are you able to participate in it? Are you open to participate in that? And if not, then we need to have a different kind of conversation. But I think what happens is we're so busy in new year, new me, we forget about, you know, new time, new us. How can we make us?
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. And, you know, I can kind of give a little insight into this because I've been there in a place and I've noticed that when I started, you know, when I met, everybody knows Shonda. So when I met her, I was very young. I was 22 years old, so I just finished college. I'd been working as a case manager for behavioral health, so I've been working there for about 2 years. And then I was preparing to start my new college career, which was my master's in professional counseling. So as I grew, like we've been together for 8 years, seven or eight years. So I've grown a lot throughout this relationship. I've started a business, and then I do all types of other new ventures, and I'm traveling every now and again, and then I have family that lives out of state. So I also work full-time. So I work full-time, and I have my business, and I'm traveling, and I'm doing workshops, and I'm doing different things that takes me away from the relationship. And
okay,
one of the biggest things that she would tell me would be, you know, I don't feel like you're paying attention to this relationship. And that was something I had to sit back and reevaluate. Was I, you know, and think about, was I really paying any attention to it? What had changed so much so that I kind of lost focus of what was going on with my relationship? And it was because I did put a lot of stuff on my plate, and you put so much on your plate and then you don't make room for what you already have. Like, you haven't even digested what you already have on your plate. So you become too full. And that was me. I became too full and had to kind of make sure I stepped back a little bit and start putting more attention on the relationship.
I can see that. I can see that. I think it also may depend on where you are when a person comes into your life. Because if you already had all that stuff going on, then there would have had to be an adjustment for her. You understand what I'm saying? Because you would have already been in that mode. So to say you have to stop everything and now focus here might have been detrimental to what you were already in the process of building. This is why having conversation is very, very important, because a person has to be able to deal with what is happening. And you said something very vital earlier, and this is what made me want to talk about New Year's resolutions in a broad scope, not, you know, the way we actually talk about it, is sometimes the change is a change that the other partner may not have necessarily been prepared for. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, they come into the relationship and now the person decides this is the year I'm going to school. And so now that may take up time that they never anticipate. Mm-hmm. Or say that they looked a certain way or maybe even worshipped a certain religion or belong to a certain church, and then they decide, you know what, I'm changing and here's where I am. Sometimes these changes and these shifts in the relationship can taint the entire experience.
Right.
Because we forget that the person that we get with will not be the person that we're with in 5 years. It just, they won't be. Because they will change, they will evolve, up or down, they're going to evolve. But, right. You know, it just is what we do. It's a human experience. So I would be interested in hearing from people as to how do they function within change? And I think you put that question in the chat room as well. How do you navigate?
Yeah, how do you navigate challenges that come about in your relationship? And I just kind of wanted to piggyback a little bit, because even if we do change in the relationship, like that's what I was saying about growing and I started the business and I did all that, I think that you don't necessarily have to stop following your dreams and stop your aspirations for your relationship. That's not something that I want people to think that I'm saying. I want people to understand that I'm saying that we still pay attention to it. You know, you're not neglecting your relationship, basically. You can meet all of the goals that you have. You can meet all of your dreams and your individual dreams, your individual destinies, but still have a successful relationship. And I think what people don't know how to do is balance that. And that is where I think that's where I had the problem. I didn't balance my goals, my dreams, my aspirations with the relationship. So I wasn't doing a great job of balancing the two. And that's what we have to do is learn how to balance. If we have a great balance of our relationship, our goals, our dreams, then, you know, of course you need some relaxation time, some me time. If we can balance all three of that, we can have a successful relationship, a successful life, and be happy, you know, and not miserable. But if someone is out there and you want to make a comment, please press 1. We will bring you on. We would love to hear your thoughts and how you work through changes in the relationship, or if you have questions or some type of concern we can answer, please feel free to press 1 and we will bring you on, or post it in the invite on Facebook or the chat room. And I do have a comment. Somebody did write me what they text me. And it is, she does not agree that a couple should have a bank account together.
Okay. And I mean, that's a person's right. I think that, this is my personal opinion, and people may disagree. I think that it is important to have, if you live together, a house bank account for the bills and things like that. But I feel that people should still have their own individual accounts. That's just me. Now, I've heard couples disagree with that completely. They say all the money goes into one kitty and, you know, we move from there. I don't. It's just my personal opinion. But I do think there should be an account that is for the house and the house expenses or the trips or whatever the case may be. But every, you know, each individual should still have their own personal bank account. Because what if I want to save money to buy a gift or buy something, and mm-hmm. I just don't want you to know about it? I don't have any place to do that at if all my money is in one kit with you.
Now, yeah, and I would say this. I think that it's a good thing to have. First off, let's just take it back before we even talk about that. You want to make sure that the partner you're with actually has a great sense of a great idea on how to budget and spend money, because if they don't, you sharing a bank account, you putting your money together, then that person can drive you into debt or even more debt if you're already in debt. So you do want to make sure that this is someone you can trust financially before you even make the decision of saying, I want us to have a joint bank account. Now,
right. If
you are going to have a joint bank account, I do agree that it should be a bank account that is for the household. It's for couples date night. It is for the bills that are in the house, any household repairs that needs to be done, and, you know, sort of like an emergency type of fund, like you're building up a savings for household couples' needs in the relationship. And then a separate bank account is great because we still are individuals. We still have individual needs and goals, and our lives are not, you know, just one life. We're still our own person. So having a separate bank account is definitely a great idea. And you, like you said, Renee, you may want to buy your partner a gift or something, or you may just want to go out and buy yourself a pair of shoes without having to worry, you know, about somebody arguing at you about these shoes, you know? So,
and
the cost. But that's another tool. You're making sure that you're not just making sure you're financially responsible with the joint account, but also with your own account, because you don't want to be in a predicament where you've overspent and now you have to go to the joint account
to take
out money for your personal needs. So financial responsibility has to come into play, whether you have your own bank account or you are sharing the bank account with your partner.
And let me just say, you know, because we always get messages off on the side. When I just want to address something that I just received. When you speak of balance and time, I just wanted to be clear that I knew exactly what you were talking about. I was also talking about people, because like for myself, right around the beginning time of my dating period with who is now my wife, I was in school. I had just started ministry. I was looking for a job, and then I was working like different temp jobs at the time, and the time looked different. So there was a discussion that had to be had, like right now, in this season, and you know, that's just a dialogue. Like in some seasons, when people are trying to do or elevate, especially academically or in other areas, the time may look a little bit different. There may have to be a conversation, like, you know what, it's going to be a little balanced more on the school side right now. How do we survive that? Because, you know, someone just said, well, what if time is of the essence in another area? Then that is at the discretion of the couple, how they will handle that.
Yeah, that makes sense. On how, okay, so What was the comment that the person made? I wasn't exactly clear. I'm sorry.
Well, the comment was, what if the balance of time may be shifted in another area? What if their job is overwhelming, or they're just starting school, or they're, you know, they have a full-time other obligation? What happens when time can't necessarily be completely balanced?
Oh, okay. I see. Where you probably have to do a little bit more with your job than you can put into the relationship, basically.
Right, or you're in school and you're working on your undergrad or your master's or your doctorate or something, and that's just taking up, you know, majority of time. So the question was really, what if you can't balance the time in the relationship that as you would like? So I was just addressing that. Sometimes we get messages on our Facebook pages or by text or in inboxes relative to the things we say. So we like to talk about it so that it could be a question someone else has as well. So we like to mention it and bring it to everyone else.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, there are always going to be times where the scale may be, you know, tip a little bit where you do have to put more time into a certain project than you can into the relationship. But I think that comes back to being able to sit down and communicate with each other about your needs, about what's going on, and about what you can do. You know, sometimes we get so caught up into our work life or whatever else that we're doing that we forget to actually address the lack of time that we have, or the lack of attention that we're giving to our partners, or the lack of sex that we're having because of this added amount of stress, good stress or bad stress, that has come into our life. And that is when the actual issues begin, because when we can talk about something, then you can find solutions and think of different ways to go around the problem. So if I'm spending more time at work, then maybe in the evenings when I come home, I can, you know, eat dinner, you know, with my partner and sit and just listen to my partner talk. Or if I know that I'm going to be working later tonight, then maybe in the mornings I'll have breakfast with my partner. But just finding a way to actually coming up with a solution to the issue together before it becomes so big that you can't resolve it.
Awesome. And you're right. Yeah. And you're right. And I'm wondering if there's anyone listening that has set some things in place for their new year as far as in their relationship. Press 1. Tell us what your New Year's resolutions are for this upcoming year within your relationship. What is something you may be doing for yourself that you know will end up being for the betterment of your relationship?
Definitely. Because, you know what, we also have to have not just couples plan a night where we're actually reevaluating the relationship and seeing what we could do better, and or, you know, if things are going good or bad, what can we do to make it better, or whatever? How can we stay on the same track that we're on now? We also need to have a time where we sit back and reevaluate ourselves and what we're doing in the relationship. Are we growing with our partner? Are we leaving our partner behind? Or is our partner growing and leaving us behind? Or however you want to view it, how can you be better in the relationship? So I like that you said that, Rainier. What plans are you making to do better in the relationship yourself? And if you,
so, you know what? And people sometimes even act like appearance goal changes. They oh, you shouldn't have to change. You shouldn't have to do this. You shouldn't have to do that. But for some people, certain changes to their appearance, whether it's weight gain or weight loss, or cutting their hair or dyeing their hair, or, you know, growing a beard if you're a male, you know, whatever it is. Sometimes those things make us feel more sexy, make us feel more confident. You know, it then changes how we show up in the relationship. all of a sudden we have this fierce fire that we didn't have before, because now mm-hmm. when we're looking in the mirror, we're like, oh, I look good. I'm mm-hmm. feeling good. And so even if it's something aesthetic that you say, I'm making this change because it makes me feel more confident, it makes me feel more happy. But some people being debt-free makes them feel like they can take over the world. So mm-hmm. this whole year, they're ready to be debt-free. So I think whatever the resolutions are, or declarations, as I've been hearing people say lately, no mm-hmm. matter what they are, they should be things that make you walk a little bit straighter, even if it's having a stronger relationship with your higher power. Because there's nothing like being able to go into a nice prayer or meditation when things get a little stressful at home. You just go in the corner and be like, mm-hmm. I need a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So even if it's growing spiritually,
mm-hmm.
there are the things that we do to make ourselves better affect the people in our lives. It absolutely does. We will
yeah.
argue less. We will be more. We will be less dramatic. We will be open when we work on taking a moment to take inventory of ourselves.
Right, right, right. I think that is a good point. And I noticed that even let me see how I want to put this. I know I have seen myself change a little bit spiritually in my relationship. I have changed because I know I went through a moment of, not that I questioned, you know, God's existence or anything like that, but we were going to the same church. And then it's like, well, I just didn't want to necessarily go back to that church, not because of something someone did wrong or whatever, but I just kind of fell out of the routine of going to church. And I kind of just enjoyed being able to have my own spiritual relationship. And I don't think it's a bad thing to go through those changes. It is how you relate to your partner who's not experiencing the same things that you are.
Right.
And I support her. She wants to go to church, she can go to church. She goes, and I'm going to support her to go. And if she wants to pray, we can pray together. We can read the Bible together. You know, I support her in what she's doing, and then she supports me in the fact that I'm just not interested in that particular church. And I'm not one that believes couples have to go to the same church. I just don't. I believe that if they're both going to church and they're enjoying their relationship with God, I think it's fine. I think where it ends up being a problem is when one person doesn't believe in the same spiritual beliefs that you do, and or they may, like, they're like atheists, I guess you would say, or
right.
something like that. That's when you can kind of come into some issues, because a lot of times spirituality makes up that person's life.
Right.
That's who they are. That's what they do. So it's like, how can I stop being myself? So because you don't believe in any type of higher power. You know.
Right. No, the spiritual, and I look forward to when we do a show about that, because I know we will. Because,
yeah.
you know, I don't know, to some of our long-term listeners, this is a year now, right?
Mm-hmm.
We started
It'll be a year in February. We started February, I think it was the second Monday in February of last year.
Yeah. We started with a phone. We just started on a conference call, so here we are a year later. And, you know, I know we haven't talked about that yet, and I also know that it's a very sensitive subject for many. But I do agree. I think that spiritual evolution can be a tipping point for a relationship. I'm a minister, and if anyone listening didn't know that, hi, I'm a minister. And so it definitely it plays a huge part. My wife is the director of the children's ministry. You know what I'm saying? Like, it
it plays a huge part in our home. And so mm-hmm. I think that if I got up tomorrow or she got up tomorrow and we just, you know, which would be each other's choice, but got up and said, you know, I just don't believe in God anymore, and that's it, it would, yeah, we would have to have a different kind of conversation. So I think that that's definitely something I would like to talk about. And as we look at, I don't think that a change, I'll find that one. This is my first opinion, just saying that again. But I don't think even major, I don't think major change necessarily means the end. It may mean we need to talk. It may mean that we have to bring in a therapist or a coach, or we might have to reevaluate some things. I think that change, and that's why I wanted to talk about that whole New Year thing, because I watch Facebook and I see people put up the things that they would like to do and the places they would like to go and losing 40 pounds and, you know, all of those things. And I always wonder how their mate, because I know some of them are in relationships, how their mm-hmm. mate will respond to that. Because if I'm a person that is used to looking and loving you a certain way, in a certain, as how you show up a certain kind of way, even the smallest change can make me feel really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. So if it makes you feel really uncomfortable, how do you navigate changes in your relationship?
Well, to be truthful, I was just, you know, using that as example. I don't.
Oh, okay.
The only time I get, you know what, but real talk, the only time I get uncomfortable in change is usually is mine. Like, my changes make me uncomfortable because, you know, mm-hmm. I like to do what's going to happen. So I have this whole process conversation that people continuously have to have with me, and I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see change in people, it doesn't bother me, because what I've come to understand is without change,
mm-hmm.
none of us will get to where we need to be, or where
right.
life or our purpose or our mission is calling us to be. There's no
right.
way. If I was the person that I was at 19 years old, there would be no way I would even be having this conversation with you.
Right.
I might be somewhere loaded. Be truthful. That was the
mm-hmm.
time of the party. That was my party life, my party time. I'd have been somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So without change, we miss. People say, oh, this is just who I am. I can't change this. You miss the opportunity to experience life differently. And so if you fail to want to accept an evolution of changing your relationship, you miss the opportunity to watch your relationship become something that you might not have even imagined that it could become. But when change strokes things like insecurity and fear and disappointment and jealousy and envy, when change strokes those attributes, then what rises up? Division instead
mm-hmm.
of a unifying force.
I agree. I think that's a good point to make. And I think that people become intimidated by the changes that happen in their partners.
Right.
Because you feel like, you know, I don't know you anymore. I don't know who you are. But that's why it's important to always foster a healthy form of communication, because if I'm knowing that I'm going through a change, but you've made it hard for me to communicate with you, or, you know, I just feel like I can't say what's going on in my heart and my spirit, then I will find it hard to tell you what's going on with me. You know, I would find it hard to let you know that I'm no longer that person that you met. So we have to find a way to build open communication with each other so you can feel safe to come to your partner and talk about the changes that are happening in your life so that the relationship can grow with it. Now, the biggest issue is people not understanding, you know, your partner not understanding your changes, the changes that you're going through, and are not willing to accept them. And then at that point, you need to reevaluate the relationship altogether.
Again, it's that stroke in that area. And not even that. Some people feel like, I got with you here, and this is where I expected you to remain, you
mm-hmm.
know. And that is someone's right. See, one of the things that we tend to do, and I'm not talking about anything abusive. I'm not talking about anything that's coming from a bullying type of place. I'm not talking about those things. What I'm talking about is the idea of what's right and what's wrong. Oftentimes, what we identify as right and wrong is not really right or wrong. It just is. It just is. And so someone is making a change, sometimes that change becomes about us. Oh, something must be wrong. It's this mirror. Or something must be wrong with us. That's why you want to change. Or getting angry because that change then subconsciously alerts them of an area that they're uncomfortable in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really deep. How far just something small, someone wanting to, and I've seen it happen, someone wanting to take a class that could get them a better position, but that better position may mean that they make more money. And mm-hmm. right now, they make less money than the breadwinner. But if they get that new position, now they will be the one that makes the most money in the house. That will become a problem. Sometimes people's concern with the changes, they done plotted out how it's going to play out and how it's going to look before it has even happened. So their mm-hmm. issue isn't with the change that's going to occur. Their issue is with the story that they done told themselves is going to happen once the change does happen.
That's a good point to make, because especially
using that
example.
Say that again, because I'm not.
I'm not going to make you say it again. I heard everything you said. But I think that's a great point, because in that case, the dynamics of the relationship, they're afraid that the dynamics may change. So now
right.
I may know, you know, if I'm the abusive one in the relationship, or even the man in heterosexual cases, then I may feel like, well, you're making more money than me, then I don't have control over this relationship anymore. I'm not the head of the household anymore. So that could, like you said, be the reason, because of the actual dynamics of the relationship as opposed to, I mean, the dynamics changing as opposed to the person changing in the relationship. So that's a good way to look at it. So let's get back, since we're almost out of time, let's get back to the goals as well. So some things that you should definitely be making in your relationship, and you kind of talk a little bit about it in your article, is developing a budget for the year, a budget for the household. You know, if you own a home already, what are some things that you want to do as a couple to prepare this to get the home where you want it to be? You know, do you want to buy new furniture this year? Do you want to add a basement? Do you, I mean, not a basement, but add a room, you know, upgrade the kitchen? You know, what things do you want to do in this house to make it better? Some other things when it comes to your budget. Do you want to take a vacation this year? If so, plan, you know, how are you going to make plans for it? Are you going to actually use a travel agent where you can, you know, make monthly payments until
mm-hmm.
until you reach your the day that you're going on your trip? Do you even want to take a vacation for this year? You know, because sometimes you may not want to. You may not want to necessarily have a vacation this year, but, you know, or you may not be able to fit that into your budget. Kids, if you already have kids, what are some things that you're planning for your your children financially? Have you set up a college fund for them, a savings account for them? If you don't have kids, and if you are a lesbian couple or even a gay male couple, and you know you want kids this year, how are you planning to get kids? Are you going to adopt them? Are you going to, for the females, use a surrogate? I mean, not a surrogate, but are you going to do the in vitro? And for the males, are you going to use a surrogate? So it's like you're making these goals for your relationship, and you're figuring out the things that you want to do in the relationship for, you know, this year. If you don't have a home, but you want to buy a home this year, what are your budget? What is your credit? What does your credit look like? And what are some things you may need to clear up on your credit? How much money do you need to have in the bank? So those are the different types of goals that I came up with for some couples who are listening. Renee, did you have anything that you want to add to that?
Sure. For anybody, there's two things, because you talked about the financial piece, and that's a real important one. If you're looking at fitness changes, maybe you guys will work out together, or maybe you'll have separate gym memberships, or you may decide to take a cooking class together, mm-hmm. learn how to cook healthy or make sushi or cook vegan dinners, or maybe cultural things. Wine tastings and museum trips and things. So you may decide to enhance the relationship culturally.
I like that. I don't want to cut you off, but I just kind of want to piggyback on something you just said. When you said about cooking classes, sometimes in the relationship, you know, one of our partners may end up having some type of physical ailment, like stomach issues, diabetes, or something else that affects the things that they can and cannot eat. So taking the time out to take a cooking class together for stuff like that is really important as well, because now you can learn how to take care of your partner in regards to feeding them and making sure they're eating and gaining the nutrients that they need without becoming sick. But I just thought it was a good point, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's a fantastic idea. Maybe doing something holistically, you know, acupuncture, finding out about different herbs and different holistic type of therapy. Another thing that could be a goal for a couple is emotional management. It could be as simple as doing work on how you respond. You may decide I'm gonna work on taming my tongue. So when I'm angry, I'm not going to immediately respond. I'm gonna do a meditation session, or I'm gonna go mm-hmm. into prayer. I'm going to take a walk. I'm going to, you know, there's just different things. Or maybe you want to learn to be more romantic or more spontaneous, or even maybe learn some new things to do behind closed doors. I mean, mm-hmm. there are different goals that you can put in place to enhance your experience as a couple. And if you would like to, you know, definitely speak more, because we only come together for an hour, but I'm sure that things open up in conversation. So always feel free. You can find us on our Facebook page. You can find us individually. And if you need assistance in that area, we are available to help you solidify your goals and to put action plans in place so that you can reach the point that it is that you are desiring to reach with your partner.
I love that. I think that's a good idea. And we're going to post all of our information in the invite so you will be able to reach out to us. We had a lot of good questions that came on the invite throughout when we first did it. So please do take the time and kind of go and read some of those questions and answers, because we did post answers there for a few people on the invite on Facebook. And in reference to the cooking class, I had someone else just say that a cooking course is a great idea. That way there should be no problem because you both know how to cook. No excuses.
Yeah, you, sometimes you meet somebody, oh, I can't cook anything, and then you be the one that's, you know, predominantly doing the cooking. So, yes, a cooking class gives no excuses. Now, everybody knows how to cook. So we
didn't
have any problems.
Everyone knows how to cook in the kitchen. And, you know, we kind of talked about that, too, about different roles that people tend to have in relationships. And you have that one partner that, you know, feels like the other partner needs to be the one in the kitchen. So, you know, this way you both taking cooking classes and you can cook one day and I can cook one day. And, you know, we have a great compromise.
Right.
So
we might cook later. Well, this is good. We might really cook later. Right? That fitness goal, you got to work it off. So
that's right. There is a, I'll see if I can find it, but Shonda pointed it out to me a while back. And it's this couple who they do couples fitness videos for couples.
Uh-huh.
And I think
they
have a few classes and courses that you can take with them. But it's all about helping couples build intimacy through exercise. And I think that's
I
a very good idea.
Absolutely.
If you know where it is.
Like they were happy, too. Very happy. They were very happy.
Mm-hmm. Very happy, huh? But if you can find it, please post it in the group, or if someone out there knows about it, just post it, not in the group, but in the actual invite so people can take a look at it. But I think that's a great way to build intimacy, but it's also a great way to work on those fitness goals that you may have throughout the year. So.
Yeah.
And just a reminder, you all, because we're preparing to wrap it up, if you have a question or comment, if you want to make it, we still have a few minutes. You just press 1, and we will let you on. But you are listening to WJBR on Blog Talk Internet Radio, blogtalkradio.com. You can subscribe to our channel on the website, which is tongue-tied myself, but it's www.blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. You can get updates on all of our shows, which every Saturday we do Brunch in the Basement with Javon, and she normally has different musical guests on, and I have a little spot on there, the G-Spot with Mika Ray. Then we have Nathan James, who does What's Going On, and it's all about what's happening in the legal world, the political world, as it relates to the LGBT community. And then she does Sunday evening shout from 6:30 to 8:30 on Sunday evening. And the Brunch in the Basement is from 11 to 1. I don't think I said that time. And then every first, third, and fourth Monday of the month, I do the G-Spot with Mika Ray. And that is where we come together and we're talking about sex, intimacy for the most part. And next week we're talking STDs and who has, you know, if you do receive a STD, who's responsible? Is that you or the person who gave it to you? So I have a very big opinion on that, and I would love for you all to join us next Monday at 10 p.m. as well. And Renair, I do want us to kind of end on you talking a little bit about your vision board workshop.
You're in the New York City area on February the 28th from 1 to 4. I'm having my second annual Imagine Us vision board workshop experience. So you come together with other couples, and you break bread together, and you also create a vision board with your love. You do there's exercises and things that happen via email leading up to the actual event. During the event, we do coaching exercises, we dialogue. You really, for $45, you enjoy a meal, and all your supplies are available to you, the board,
any type of cutting utensils, the glue, the really you're just coming. Although I do advise that before you get there that you find affirming words and pictures and just do everything to make it your own unique experience. But we end up having a great time. I did it last year, and it was amazing. And so I'm doing it again this year. It'll be held in New York City. And so, again, that's February the 28th, 1 to 4. If you would like more information, you can find me online at Renair Amin, R-E-N-A-I-R-A-M-I-N. And it's $45 for a couple. And I also just want to say really quick, if you are in the Denver, Colorado area and you will be at the Creating Change LGBT Task Force Conference, I will be there, part of the faculty for the Sex Justice Track. I will also be on the Sexy Survivor panel. So I'm really excited about that as well, and I'm looking forward to that. So please feel free to hit me up on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and all those places. I'm under my name, and join us. I would love to have you. I would love to meet you, and I would love to connect with all of you. So that's my commercial, and I'm thankful for the time.
Well, speaking of workshops, so congratulations on that, Renair. I'll be doing the Shades Retreat in April, and I'll make sure to keep everyone updated on that. But I know, I'm kind of excited, Renair. This is my first retreat. So I'm really excited about it. And
this is great. They Kat is great. That whole experience, and we'll talk more about it in the months leading up to it. If you have the opportunity to attend the Shades Retreat, I had an amazing time when I was able to go. It's amazing. It's an amazing experience.
Great. That's good to hear. So if y'all are interested, you can go to shadesretreat.org. I believe it is, and buy tickets, I think it's like $200, but it's for the entire weekend, and I think your cost includes your food and your room, so definitely look it up if you get a chance to, and Renair, you're going to also post the one that you're going to, right, in the group, in the invite?
Yes.
Make sure you post that.
And so I'm looking forward to next month. I think we're talking about, and this is for all the people that just are waiting for us to do this amazing love episode next month. We are talking to the people that just like, I don't, Valentine's Day, whatever. This show is for you. The next show is for the people that just want to catch Cupid on his way and just, have a different kind of conversation with him. So that's what we're doing next month, and I'm really excited about being able to come together for that particular topic next month.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it as well. So, everybody, we really appreciate you all joining us tonight. I love the amount of participation that we did have in the invite, the amount of people that say they were coming, and the amount of people that did actually tune in tonight. And through the phone as well as on the actual Blog Talk website. So we just appreciate your support so much. Our goal is to help foster healthy relationships in the LGBT community. And we can't do that with just me and Renair talking to ourselves. So we need you all to listen to us. So we thank you so much for sharing the invite, for tuning in to us, and supporting us. This is what we do. I am a counselor. My business is Intimate Consulting, so I work with couples. I work with individuals. Renair is also a relationship coach, and you are a minister, and she does a lot for couples too. So this is what we do. We enjoy it. We love it, and we just appreciate you all. If you have ideas or topics you want us to discuss, please do submit them to us. We do mainly plan our shows ahead of time, but we love feedback. to us, and we're here to make it better as much as possible. So, Renair, any final words before we sign off tonight?
None but just be blessed and set those goals and put them into action. And we'll talk to you next month.
That's right. So we thank you all, and you can reach out to us on Facebook at any time. You can see me on MikaRae.com. Renair, give your website.
My website is, and you know what? You can just find me at RenairAmin.com, RenairAmin.com.
All righty. Well, everybody have a good night and take care and make sure you're doing the best that you can and you're being as authentic and having as much integrity as you can in your relationship. We love you all and have a good night.
Good night.